Hare Krishna everyone, welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Baldev Prabhu to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 16th chapter, 55th verse. Before I hand over the call to Prabhu, I request Raj Prabhu to take over and give a brief introduction of today's speaker. Raj Prabhuji, over to you.
Hare Krishna Mataji, the pranam to you and all assembled devotees, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, Shri Guru and Gauranga. My very prayers for the Matajis and all the devotees who are going through some hard time. There is a brief introduction for our dear speaker today, His Grace Baladev Prabhuji. Prabhuji is a senior brahmachari at Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple, ISKCON, Chowpatty. Prabhuji is a disciple of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj and was born in a devotee family. Academically, he has a bachelor degree in physics. He worked for some time before dedicating his full lifetime in service of Srila Prabhupada's mission. Prabhuji is spearheading the preaching activities for the ISKCON Youth Services that trains thousands of young students in the science of Krishna consciousness. He is also involved in innumerable other services like serving on Yatra Committee and leading book distribution service for ISKCON Chowpatty. He is a counselor, a mentor, and a guide to many devotees. Prabhu also travels internationally to countries in the African and Central American continents to spread the message of Krishna consciousness. This is a very brief introduction for Prabhuji. Prabhuji has many services and many years in the service of Srila Prabhupada mission. Over to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Raj Prabhuji, for the brief introduction. Hare Krishna, everyone. I guess Prabhuji is having internet connection. Meanwhile, we can start reading the words of today's words. Preeti Mataji, are you there? Or else I can also share the screen.
Yeah, just a second. I'm just moving the screen.
Sure, Mataji. Yeah. Preeti Mataji, would you like to read the verse, Mataji? Preeti Vilasni Mataji? Okay. Anybody else want to read the verse?
Can you hear me, Mataji?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, please, Mataji. Go ahead and read, Mataji.
Okay. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 16, verse number 55. Yena prasup. Atmanaha of himself, tada at that time, sukham, happiness, cha also, nirgunam, without contact with the material environment, brahma, the supreme spirit, tam, him, atmanam, the pervader, avihi, just, no, mam, me. Translation. Know me to be the supreme brahman, the all-pervading super soul through whom the sleeping living entity can understand his dreaming condition and his happiness beyond the activities of the material senses. That is to say, I am the cause of the activities of the sleeping living being. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada Ki Jai. When the living entity becomes free from false ego, he understands his superior position as a spirit soul, part and parcel of the pleasure potency of the Lord. Thus, due to Brahman, even while sleeping, the living entity can enjoy. The Lord says, that Brahman, that Paramatman, that Bhagavan are I myself. This is noted by Srila Jiva Goswami in his Krama Sandarbha. Srila Prabhupada Ji, Jai.
Thank you, Preeti Vilasni Mataji. Prabhuji has joined. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for joining and giving your valuable time and association. We are eagerly waiting to hear Krishna Katha and especially your stories. We are waiting for your stories, Prabhuji. Welcome to the call. Hare Krishna. We already read the verse and purport. We didn't do prayers. Over to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Can you all hear me?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Yes, Prabhuji. Yes, Prabhuji.
Om Gyanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalabhya Chakshurumnitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminti Namani. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharani. నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యేస్తాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చాసింధూభ్యరేవరితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే కృష్ణ సో వెల్కమ్ ఆల్ ది డివోటీస్ ఫర్ భక్తి సంఘ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్లాస్ థ్యాంక్ యూ ఫర్ ఇన్వైటింగ్ మీ టుడే to discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. It's a very beautiful chapter here, discussing about the beautiful relationship between the Supreme Lord and His pure devotee. So we are reading for quite some time now here in this Bhakti Sangha about Maharaj Chitraketu. Chitraketu Maharaj, of how he was initially a very attached householder, and later on, by the mercy of great souls like Narad Muni, he got enlightened, and because he followed the process of Krishna consciousness, now he is getting the result of his bhakti. He performed the chanting and the process given by Narad Muni, and he was able to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ananta. And once Lord Ananta has appeared now, Chitraketu Maharaj offered very beautiful prayers. This chapter is actually a very unique chapter. It contains a lot of information. I was going through this chapter and I saw that how Chitraketu Maharaj transformation is happening in this chapter itself. The previous chapter shows Chitraketu Maharaj as a very attached householder, but now his son, the dead son, comes to life and gives him good lessons and of Krishna consciousness. And later Narad Muni adds up more instructions. And this very chapter, Chitraketu Maharaj offers prayers. And this very chapter, Lord Ananta is now appearing in front of Chitraketu Maharaj. And these verses are nothing but the enlightenment of Anantama, Lord Ananta to Chitraketu Maharaj. So quite an eventful chapter in which a great transformation is taking place from attached householder to a very realized soul. So life Chitraketu Maharaj is a unique life history where he goes through many ups and downs in his life. And finally, as we see, Chitraketu Maharaj will take birth as Vritrasur, a demon, apparently a demon, but will be a celebrated demon in Bhagavatam as the person who was in a demonic body, but who got who went back to Godhead in this demonic body, serving in a unique way. So Chitraketu Maharaj's story is a unique story in Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, in this particular translations, which we are reading now, translations and translation of today, Lord Ananta is speaking about the sleep, right? So sleep and dream, these are some common items which a conditioned soul undergoes in his life. Sleep is not something new for us. Every day we sleep. In fact, conditioned soul enjoys sleep. And therefore, it is mentioned that the four activities which are common to human beings and animals are eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. So sleeping is one of them. And we all know how sleep is so, so important. If you don't get sleep, then our mind becomes displaced, disturbed. And especially many places when people meet each other, greet each other in the morning, they say, how was your night? Was good sleep? Because good sleep nowadays is actually a rare commodity. People have lost sleep also nowadays because of their anxieties and troubles. So here we find a thesis of sleeping and dreams, which is being enlightened here by Lord Ananta to Chitraketu Maharaj. So I just want to, I was just going through books and checking that how sleep of a conditioned soul is how it's very mundane. It puts us down in this material world, engages us, binds us. Whereas sleep of a pure devotee is very much nourishing his body. In fact, rejuvenates his life to make more contributions in Krishna consciousness. And there is also sleep of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even Lord Narayan also sleeps. Just recently, we had this Ekadashi, right? Like yesterday was Ekadashi, but before this also there was Ekadashi called as Deva Shayani Ekadashi. So Deva Shayani, Shayani means sleep, where Supreme Personality of Godhead sleeps, and also his devotees, the demigods, also sleep. So you find in 1 year, these two Ekadashis which comes, in the month of July or June, the Deva Shayani Ekadashi comes. And somewhere in November, December, you find one more Ekadashi called Uthan Ekadashi. So Deva Shayani is Ekadashi where the Lord is going to sleep and the demigods also sleep. That's the night time. And then they wake up in Uthan Ekadashi where they wake up and perform Krishna conscious activities, pujas and their sadhana. So sleep of a conditioned soul is not same as sleep of a great devotee, and it's not same as sleep of a Supreme Personality of Godhead. They all are different. I was recently had an opportunity to go to Jagannath Puri and witness a beautiful procedure in the Jagannath Puri temple. I'd like to share with all of you. What happened is one of our devotees who was accompanying me, he told me very nicely that we should go for the last Shringar of Jagannath. It's called as Bada Shringar Vesh, the very beautiful Shringar full of flowers, decorations of Lord Jagannath. I said, okay, very nice. So what time is the darshan? He said, darshan of Jagannath is unpredictable. We in ISKCON and many temples, we have a fixed procedure, you know, that we wake up the Lord at fixed time, offer him bhoga at fixed time in the temples, and in the night time also put him to rest at fixed time. But in Jagannath Puri, the Lord decides when he wants to wake up, when he wants to sleep. So he told me that, there is no surety. We may go at 8:30, we may go at 9 o'clock and expect that Lord will go to sleep. But sometimes the Lord will not sleep for till 11 o'clock, maybe 12 o'clock. And so just recently, 2 days back, Lord slept at 2 o'clock in the morning. I said, wow, that's a really amazing deity of Lord Jagannath deciding when to sleep. But he said, let's go, Prabhupada. It's one of the best darshans of Lord sleeping. So I went with him at 8:30 in the night to Jagannath temple. The door was half closed. The first door, the outside door called the place where this Aruna Stambh is there. Yeah. So the first door was half closed. So I thought, asking why the door is half closed. He said, as soon as Lord Jagannath's sleeping procedure begins, then they close the half the door. One door is closed. So we understand that now this time Lord is on time today. He's about to sleep. So, wow, that's good. So we'll enter and come out also very fast, I thought. So I went there and I thought maybe not many people are there, but I saw that there were equally more number of enthusiastic people in the night than there are devotees who come for darshan in the daytime also. The full hall was packed up. The procedure went for 1.5 hours, the sleeping procedure of Lord Jagannath. And somewhere down the line, there was a group of bhajan people, devotees, who were next to the altar singing some nice bhajans. I couldn't hear from very far away, but the bhajans kept changing and the procedures also kept changing along with the bhajans. Finally, with a great pomp, one deity, a metal deity, almost like size of something like this much size, maybe kind of a 1 foot or 1.5 feet, was God. And with a great pomp, the deity entered the altar where Lord Jagannath was about to rest. So I asked someone, what is this deity? He said, this is deity of Nidra Devi. Nidra Devi. Nidra Devi is goddess of sleep. What she's doing here? Oh, she is coming and confirming if all the conditions in the altar of the Lord Jagannath is favorable for Lord Jagannath to take rest. Wow, Lord Jagannath gets a special service of Nidra Devi in the night time. So she the deity is taken and she is taken around the whole altar. And she makes all the conditions favorable for Lord Jagannath to have a nice sleep. And then she comes out. When she comes out, then she gives darshan to everyone. As if like, she's also printing all the people. And now night time is there, you also can't sleep in your home. So after that procedure, then the DT was taken away and slowly the lights went off. And we were then blind, nothing, no, full dark. And then the watchmen, the pandas came with torchlight and said, okay, now move on. Jagannath is now sleeping, so no disturbance. And as we're trying to move out, finding some light here and there, I found this Kirtan team, which was there, which was accompanying all the procedures of sleeping for Lord Jagannath. That Kirtan team also came out. And they were singing a beautiful bhajan. And as they keep coming out, that was the indication that Kirtan team is going out. Now everyone follow the Kirtan team and also move out of the temple hall and move out of the temple premises. So then the Kirtan party went on and they came to the main gate, which was half closed. And all the Kirtanis were waiting and they were singing a beautiful bhajan. And till everyone in the temple did not come out, the Kirtan continued there, the bhajan continued, and they're waiting, everyone should come out. So I stood near the Kirtanis and I was just trying to figure out what they're singing. They're singing a very beautiful bhajan. Hari Govinda Vamanara Ganga Tulsi Shaligram. This one bhajan, they're singing so beautiful, it was very enlightening and charming. This was the bhajan they were singing in the altar of Lord Jagannath and making him go to sleep. So then I checked my watch. I entered at 8:30 p.m. in the night. And now it was 11:15 p.m. in the night. How the time went, I didn't know. And I was thinking, wow, Jagannath has to sleep. Takes such a big time, you know, 8:30 p.m. onwards till 11:15 p.m. And then I was discussing with my friend, devotee friend, that indeed Lord sleeping is really transcendental. No one gets such a great procedure or ritual to make him sleep. Generally, when we sleep, what we do, we just crash and sleep, right? And so Jagannath sleeping is transcendental. Similarly, the waking of Jagannath also is transcendental. So you find that a Lord sleeps, his sleep is called as Yoga Nidra. But when we sleep, it is called as ignorance, right? So therefore, it is said the living entity, the humans and animals have four things in common: eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. And if someone wants to get liberated, then he has to control all his activities. Dharmena hina pashudhi samana. One has to control his eating, control his sleeping, control his mating, control his defending. Until we do not have control of all these four activities, we cannot come out of the bondage of this material world, this human form of life. So here Lord Ananta is enlightening Chitrakutu Maharaj on the aspect of sleep. So I was just analyzing that Lord sleeps uniquely and Lord's great devotees also sleep. They sleep for a higher purpose. Like one Srila Prabhupada was mentioning, you know, that Srila Haridas Thakur, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, he would sleep hardly. The Goswamis of Vrindavan, they would sleep hardly, only 2 hours or 3 hours, right? And they would do so much activity. Raghunath Das Goswami, such a perfect renunciate, he would sleep only 2 hours in a day. And Prabhupada warns in the purport, one should not imitate Raghunath Das Goswami, otherwise he will become mad. So you find that even great acharyas of our sampradaya, and also in many bona fide sampradayas, the great devotees, they don't force themselves to sleep less, but it becomes natural for them that their sleep becomes restricted. That they just take enough to keep the body and soul together and they move on to do activities. Even while taking a 2 hour sleep, all these Goswamis would actually lament that why I'm wasting time sleeping. So this is a natural course of action when a conditioned soul progresses in Krishna consciousness. And as per Shastra, Suptahara Viharasya, that means he's balancing his life with proper sleep, proper eating habits, proper activities in daytime and nighttime, then eventually he comes to the level of great soul where he able to sacrifice more of a sleep, more of eating, and then can survive still and can practice his bhajan. Raghunath Das Goswami would only drink a small bowl of buttermilk just once in 3 days and continues Krishna consciousness. So we can see that how the sleeping aspect is mentioned here very beautifully by the Lord Ananta here. Srila Prabhupada, he was And Prabhupada was in the last days of his journey, physical journey in this material world. Srila Prabhupada once called Tamagrishma and said, see, eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Mating and defending I have given up long back, Prabhupada said. And now I am hardly eating, hardly sleeping. So I am already liberated. And Prabhupada chuckled like that. Of course, Prabhupada was liberated always. But Prabhupada said, you know, how that these four activities we control properly, then we can do justice to our Krishna consciousness. And therefore, sleeping is very important in our life, in Krishna consciousness, where we use sleep to rejuvenate ourselves. However, we should also know, sleeping is an activity which people like to do. Especially in the morning time, sleep is so intense. People, they always make resolutions, especially devotees, New Year resolution and so many resolutions now. Purushottam Mass is coming, people will make a resolution. Oh, let me sleep early and get up early every single day. But somehow it's so difficult. Why? Because getting up early is really a really tough thing. Especially because the morning sleep is very, very intense. In Maharashtra, where I stay, they call it Sakar Zoop. Sakar Zoop means sweet sleep. In the morning, the sleep is sweet. So, giving up sleep is not an easy thing. It takes a great deal of endeavor, determination, and also great practice of Krishna consciousness, association of senior Vaishnavas, and then we are able to give up this activity. Because sleep is something which is very much, very much close and very close to one's heart of a conditioned soul. One devotee was mentioning in his lecture, that why do people want to sleep? Because by sleeping, they forget. They forget what? Because they are having this hard life of, you know, struggle. So when they sleep, they forget temporarily all those struggles and they enjoy that sleep. Because when they wake up again, they come to reality. Oh no, I do now get up and catch my train or car and go to office or go to my duties, earn money and make a living. So people tend to sleep because they forget for some time. So they tend to forget for some time. And therefore, people love sleeping because they forget the reality of life. And also sleep, people like because sleep puts us in illusion. Like when dream comes, we are in another world. We go in a world where dreams, some dreams are very, really, people like to dream a lot. You know, where they go in a very illusory world of things which we never happen in real life. I remember once I was traveling going to various temples. So there was a translation. Hare Krishna. So there was a translation purport similar to this purport of sleeping. So I gave a lecture on almost same lecture as on the sleep and then dream also. So one very old devotee in the congregation there sitting in the class, he told me, Prabhu, you spoke on dreams. And then he also spoke, I also spoke on how Srila Prabhupada got a dream of his spiritual master. Such dreams are very nice. When you get dreams of spiritual master, it's a very powerful, powerful blessings, I said. So he said, Prabhu, yesterday night Prabhupada came in my dream. I said, wow, you're amazing. Prabhupada came in your dream. I asked you, what Prabhupada? Did Prabhupada talk to you, spoke to you, said something to you? Yes, yes. So Prabhupada told me that don't chant 16 rounds, chant only 8 rounds. I said, oh, how can Prabhupada say like that? And I told him, there wasn't Prabhupada, there was Maya's agent coming in the form of Prabhupada telling you not to chant. So sometimes it may happen that we may get good dreams of our Guru, Sri Guru, or some great devotees coming in. So that's very nice, very bona fide. But we should also check whether those dreams are as per Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. Otherwise, instead of reading Bhagavatam, we will have to sleep more so that some dreams like that may come. Chitrakutu Maharaj comes in our dream and says, oh, don't worry, we don't chant. So better we don't rely on dreams and in our sleep, because those can be additional thing, but the main is to directly hear through Shravanam and to reading books of what does our Guru, our Srila Prabhupada and our Parampara wants from us. So this aspect of sleep and dream is a part of conditioned life, and therefore we find Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come and he has given us the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to wake us up from our sleeping condition. There's a beautiful bhajan which says, Jiva Jago, Jiva Jago, Gaura Chandra Bole, Kato Nidra, Jao Maya, Pishachi Rakoli. So in this beautiful bhajan, it is said that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing Sankirtan. And in that Sankirtan, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very much singing that all the sleeping conditioned souls, wake up sleeping souls, wake up sleeping souls. You have been sleeping enough on the lap of Maya, the witch of illusion. And now you should get up. Inechi aushari maya nashi maro lagi harinam maha mantra lao te man. And I have come, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, in that bhajan is mentioned, Inechi aushari maya. I have got this medicine to come out of illusion. Nashi maro lagi harinam maha mantra. And what is medicine? Harinam. By chanting of the holy names of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. By chanting this holy name, then what happens? We are coming out of the mode of ignorance, the mode of sleeping, forgetfulness, illusion. Cheto darpana marjanam bahumavada vagnivapanam. So the chanting brings enlightenment in the heart. So spiritual life is actually waking us from our conditioned nature. And that conditioned nature is called as sleepiness. We see that how when in our life we perform activity in the daytime and the nighttime is sleep, right? Equal amount of time you spend time in sleeping. And after the whole universe is wound up, then again we go back in the body of Mahavishnu. If we don't get liberation or we don't get promotion to the spiritual world, we go back to the body of Mahavishnu and sleep there for millions of years until again the recreation takes place and we get a body and then come back again and exercise our activities. So this is the eternal process in this material world. We call it eternal because it's a long process. Material world is temporary, but for us, the time frame is so long, it's as good as eternity. So huge. So in this material world, time space, we have been sleeping for millions and millions of years. And then by the mercy of Guru, we have got now connection to Krishna. So we are very fortunate that we have this beautiful Srimad Bhagavatam here, which we are reading and we are discussing and we are hearing the classes. Regularly, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, Bhagavati Uttama Shloka, the best book in the whole universe, Srimad Bhagavatam is here. And we're getting a chance to read and hear Bhagavatam by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, who made Bhagavatam very easy in the English language. And here we get a time, we get a glimpse of what's happening in the spiritual world. Bhagavatam is nothing but the beautiful relationship. Loving relationship, reciprocation between Lord and his devotees. This chapter is nothing but the reciprocation of Lord Ananta with his devotee Chitraketu Maharaj. And then you find here that how Chitraketu Maharaj is a well-qualified devotee, but Lord Ananta, he tells him that he'll go back to spiritual world soon, but now you have to spend some more time in the material world and purify yourself. And that's where you find how Chitraketu Maharaj is going around in the plane, and then he finds Lord Shiva sitting with his wife Uma on his lap and giving renunciation lessons to sages. And Chitraketu Maharaj is just very amazed that how can this happen? Lord Shiva is such a nirmatsara that he's speaking Vairagi lessons while having his wife on his lap. And that makes him smile or laugh. And Parvati becomes offended. She doesn't like that. With Lord's unique leela, then she calls him to be demon. But behind all that plan is the Lord's ultimate plan of actually glorifying whom? Chitraketu Maharaj. And finally, Chitraketu Maharaj succeeds in his life as Rudrasur and he goes back home back to Bharat. So it's a unique life of Chitraketu Maharaj. I'm going through three different chapters where first is three different phases of his life. First as a attached king, then as a detached devotee, and then later a detached and a pure devotee demon. So this is something which I thought I'll share with all of you today. And any questions, any comments, welcome to Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Dhanavad Pranam to you, Srila Prabhupada. Very nice lecture, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Talking so much on sleep, which we all used to love. Which we all used to love, Prabhu, before
you were suddenly my topic on sleep was not inducing all of you to sleep.
But certainly, Prabhu, somebody like me still wants to sleep sometime, which is very unfortunate, but it is there. But certainly, we need sleep too. But of course, the real japa and the real aartis and pujas that we can do in Mangal Aarti time, like early morning Brahma Murta, that is so beneficial. We all know that when we do that, there is no doubt about that, Prabhuji. And certainly, as you sing the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, no book is on the top of Srimad Bhagavatam. And thanks to Srila Prabhupada, all the world can read it right now. So many languages and so many translations. Thanks to Srila Prabhupada. Every single word, like it's difficult to find. I think it's impossible, if I'm not wrong, to find a Shastra today where every single word has been translated. It's just amazing how much time Srila Prabhupada dedicated to us. Like actually, he did not sleep for nights just to give us this this Srimad Bhagavatam. So grateful, you know. Srila Prabhupada could have, you know, just rested and have his feet massaged and, you know, being in good position because he had all the devotees who loved him. But no, he certainly worked for all of us. We can't thank him enough, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Thank you for your beautiful lecture, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, with your permission, I will ask if any devotees has any questions or comments. So please go ahead. I see Tiffany Mataji is continue blinking the heart, which is, you know, she loved your class. Thank you, Tiffany Mataji. If any other devotee, I see Anita Mataji has her hand raised too. Hare Krishna Mataji, dhanu pranam.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much Prabhuji for that very wonderful class. I actually logged in at the right topic, which I was pondering about when you were saying about the sleep. So, actually, you know, in a day, I just need at least in half an hour resting time. So, that is due to some tiredness which I have. So, Prabhupada took so much time and he spent his sleepless nights to give this Bhagavatam. But for myself, I'm saying, so we are just sleeping while reading Bhagavatam. So, that is thing it's happening. My question is like I just want that rest for half an hour. Is that okay? That is the right thing.
Right now I can't comment on anyone's sleep because everyone's quota of sleep is different. Like for example, people who are become old, then their quota of sleep increases. They can't reduce that because their body requires that much of sleep. And those who are young, they can manage less sleep. But children, they sleep a lot, especially small children, infant babies, they sleep a lot. So the criteria of sleep is different for different people. But definitely, just like every machine, our body is a machine. Our body is like a mechanical machine. And every machine requires some break. So our body also requires some break. So this, I was hearing a lecture of Radhesham Prabhu. He was mentioning a very beautiful point that when we sleep for 6-7 hours, whatever it may be in the night time, the daytime, because of the depending on the activities which we have, sometimes very, very laborious, very physical activity, take a break, then you take a half an hour nap. He calls it power nap. Take a power nap, just lie down in Shavasana. Shavasana is one of the asanas where you just lie flat on your back with legs and hands outstretched. Keep your eyes closed and then just go for half an hour, just kind of resting your body. So that helps again to rejuvenate and again get up after half an hour, 20 minutes, whatever you get. And then you can again start your activities. So if that sleep helps you to become more rejuvenated, then I would say that's a very nice sort of sense gratification, but it's rejuvenating yourself. It's like sometimes our mobile phones which you use, sometimes they start behaving in a funny way, you know. they don't function, they take long time. So sometimes we're told to reboot it or restart it. So it helps to clear up all the loads, the files which are hanging around there. So similarly, in our sleep also, it helps us to rejuvenate our subtle body or cross body. And then if it helps in our Krishna consciousness, there's nothing wrong in having a small sleep. In fact, medically also doctors advise that apart from a day's sleep, night sleep, you can take a nap for some time and then regenerate your body and do your activity in the daytime. Nowadays, because of the modern civilization, people don't sleep at right time and they get up at the wrong times. So even we see that because we stay in such a society, so our sleeping time also is not very ideal time. If you sleep in ideal time, then wake up in ideal time, then our body becomes very fresh throughout the day. And also we tend to also, in this modern world, we eat so many things which are not very pure by nature. Next to a lot of modified food and a lot of pesticides. So we're not getting fresh air, we're not getting fresh food, fresh water. So the body doesn't get full rejuvenation just by these activities of food fresh or water fresh or air fresh. And therefore our bodies are not as strong as people who lived 50 years before. Our parents, when they were of our age, they were more powerful and solid and agile than compared to us. Today, people are having heart failures, even at the age of 30, you know, angioplasty. And also, so we are living in a very unique world of where we are actually not getting a proper supply of pure elements in our life. So with our body crumbling down like this, so every devotee, when it tries to fix his life in terms of sleep and eating and all, it will be very nice to fix it in front of, with consultation with some person, mature person, maybe a medical doctor or a devotee doctor or someone like that. And then he can, whatever is needful, do the needful, Prabhupada said, do the needful. So we should do the needful, but yet we should wait that when we finish our quota of sleep, we are always there, active to perform our Krishna consciousness. So, yes, as Raj Prabhu mentioned very beautifully that Srila Prabhupada gave up his sleep to give us Srimad Bhagavatam, right? And when we read Bhagavatam, we fall asleep.
When we hear, sometimes when we hear also, Prabhuji.
But definitely, there is one thing there. In fact, I was hearing a lecture of Radhanath Swami Maharaj. He was mentioning this point that Srimad Bhagavatam, he was narrating a story of how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to Calcutta and he saw one devotee reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. And he was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam so nicely that while he was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And Radhanath Maharaj mentioned in the lecture that I don't find anyone here dancing in my class here doing Bhagavatam. He started laughing. He said, well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so enthusiastic hearing Srimad Bhagavatam that he was dancing and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And he was telling the devotee, go on reciting. And he was reciting for the whole full day, the next day also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing and hearing. And finally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you are so nice devotee. From today onwards, your name will be Bhagavat Acharya Das. So there's a beautiful temple in Calcutta where Bhagavat Bhagavat Wadi, Bhagavat Acharya Wadi. It's a beautiful temple where Bhagavat Acharya, that is the very place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met the Bhagavat Acharya. So this is
thank
something
you.
Which is beautiful. So Srimad
yeah,
Bhagavatam
so
is definitely, yeah, Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much for that elaborate answer, Prabhuji. And one more thing, you were saying the person, when he is asleep, they may get some acharyas coming in the dream and saying, chant only 8 rounds, not 16 rounds. So is that the inner conscious of that person making him to think like that during his sleep, or how it is, Prabhuji?
Oh,
if it is
it
so, then how he is...
Such cases are very rare. It's not like every lecture I get someone like I speak. It's like many, after many years, I found one someone devotee, a new devotee speaking like that. So Sometimes it may happen, we may get some dreams which are very weird, which you cannot even connect with real life. And dreams are good, but they should not be they should not become our gurus or our path givers. We should rely for instructions from the books and from devotees who are physically present. Those are more reliable. And dreams, of course, dreams, spiritual master coming in dream or Prabhupada coming in dream, Krishna coming in dream is very nice. There's an added bonus that helps. Madhavendra Puri Goswami, he never slept. But Krishna made him sleep for a short time so that he gets a dream of him coming in his life, where he tells him that you go and dig this place and find me out from the ground and reinstall me. So those are transcendental dreams. So those are appreciated. And most of the dreams which have good guru sadhu connection also can be appreciated. But some dreams like this, we should just be happy that Srila Prabhupada came into it. But what he told, definitely should not follow. You should follow what Prabhupada told in his lecture, directly hearing from the Prabhupada's audio pads. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Very beautiful answer.
Hare Krishna Dandatuna. Hare Krishna Dandatuna. Prabhuji, thank you for the enlightening class. Prabhuji, I want to know whether how many hours can a devotee sleep, and what time he can go and what time he can get up to do the morning aarti and worship in the morning. Can you please tell us, Prabhuji?
Yes, for everyone, generic answer. And in specific, if you want to know about, you can consult some senior devotees next to you. The generic answer Srila Prabhupada gives in his book is also very nice. He mentions that 6 hours sleep is essential for everyone in the night. So in modern medical science, people say 6 to 7 hours is also okay. So anyway, 6 hours. So we sleep early to bed, early to rise. We have been hearing this since our childhood. We are also teaching this to our children also. So early to bed, early to rise. So the rising time is mentioned as Brahma Muhurta, 1.5 hours before the sun rises. And that's a very beautiful time where people in ignorance and passion are still sleeping. So it's a full time for the people in goodness to exercise their that peace of a peaceful atmosphere for the Krishna consciousness. So Brahma Muhurta time is a good time to get up and start our Krishna consciousness. So Brahma Muhurta may be different for different areas. Like in India, Brahma Muhurta is 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. In different areas in this world, there are different timings. I happened to go once to Norway and I found that then the sun set at 2 a.m. in the morning. and the sun again rose something like 4:30 in the a.m. in the morning. So I do not know what is Brahma Muhurta there for them. But as for Vedic culture, Brahma Muhurta is if you do not know what time the sun rises in your area, the best normal time is 4:30 in the a.m. in the morning to get up. But then again, it depends on each individual, depends on their work time. So while we have the instructions by Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas in the books, we should also consult our leaders around the place where we stay, and they can give us a more concrete plan for our eating and sleeping. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Raj Prabhu, actually Nitya Narasimha Prabhu raised his hand. I don't know, he lowered.
Yes, Mataji. Yes, I was going to ask.
I got the answer, Mataji, because other devotees also asked the same thing. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you, Prabhuji. Yeah.
Thank you, Nitya Narasimha Prabhu. Thank you for joining us. Please keep joining. I was going to ask you. But thank you, all the devotees are asking beautiful questions, and thank you for practical answer, Prabhuji, because we all know how important nap is. You know, during our work time, sometime after 4 or 5 hours, if you get a 10-minute nap, you get refreshed. And that's so true. You don't need to be, you know, stay there and say, oh, I don't want to nap, and then just be grumpy or grouchy. So thank you so much. And certainly, Prabhu, as you said, in Norway, you know, the sun rises in different time. It happens, Prabhu, in Canada here too. I see sometime moon, you know, at midday at 1 o'clock. And it is funny because last Karva Chauth, you know, my wife, they don't eat all day. And I was looking at the moon at noon. I said, hey, you can eat right now. She said, no, no, I can't eat. So that's funny sometimes how Krishna plays with the planets too. Our Sudhakar Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Sudhakar Prabhu. Dhanva Pranam.
There are a lot of questions here. Maybe I'll just wind up in 5 minutes. I have to go another program. Is it okay?
Oh, okay, Prabhuji. Okay. Maybe we can take these three questions, the last three hand raised, Prabhuji. Or if you say, we can even end earlier. Okay, dear devotees, please be a little.
Yes.
Sudhakar, Prabhuji.
Sorry. I know you are busy. I was just trying to understand in what context today we learned, or it was mentioned as sleeping living souls. Of course, I had this in Bhagavad Gita also. So in what context God is really saying the sleeping living souls? Of course, our habits are something, what you discussed is something different. Why God is...
Maharaj has just come out of his ignorance, right? He finds Chatraketu Maharaj attached to his son and then he... ask for a benediction. They warn him also that you'll get a child who will be cause of lamentation and happiness also. But he doesn't mind to have lamentation in his life and he is ready to even have little happiness. So ultimately that happiness proved to be more distressful to him because when he lost his son, he was in great pain, more pain than when he had no son. Thanks to his, he was very fortunate that he got association of great Vaishnavas. Got enlightened and then he got audience of Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is now mentioning, when Supreme Lord instructs us, we find that he instructs based on our level from where we are and he gives us understanding of the path of Krishna consciousness. Even when we come in Krishna consciousness, we see that we are able to relate with devotees who are able to connect with us based on our where we stand, right? Like for example, when someone new comes in temple hall and meets a devotee and he's hardly chanting, and someone says, someone encourages him and then says, will you chant for 5 minutes every day? So it's possible. But just imagine the devotee tells him, you chant 16 rounds Hare Krishna Mahamantra every day. Now the person run away on the first day itself. Right? But he was able to connect because he got prasadam. Then he got the exact instruction which he could easily fit it. So the Supreme Lord also, when he instructs living entities, he instructs as per their current standing in Krishna consciousness and from there builds up the whole philosophy of Krishna consciousness. So herein we find that being in illusion and ignorance is compared to the sleeping activity of a conditioned soul. And Lord Anantashesh also is now building upon that aspect of how our conditioned soul sleeping for millions and millions of lifetime, not understanding the relationship of him and Supreme Lord. And from there he builds up and connects him to Krishna consciousness. So this is what I understood from this this series of instruction with Lord Anantashesh. Maybe if some other devotees know also some other aspects, they can also share. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you. Prabhu, there are two more hand raised. If you would like, we can go ahead. Otherwise, we can conclude, Prabhu, as you like.
Quick questions you can take from both of them.
Perfect, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Amy Mataji, Hare Krishna, Dhanva Pranam.
Yeah, Dhanva Pranam, Prabhuji. Beautiful class. I just wanted a little understanding. When we say eating, mating, sleeping, defending, Where defending is concerned, is it like when we are arguing and debating with people? Is that what we should not be doing?
I can't say we should do or not do because I have no one to tell anyone. Because defense is part of life. We just cannot avoid zero. Cannot be. So therefore, it's my yuktahar viharasya. We can't make it zero. We can't be fully out of control. We have to manage it. So eating also, if no eating, then we'll die. Too much eating, then we'll be having a lot of problems with health. Sleeping, too less sleep, Prabhupada once mentioned something. Too less sleep, you'll become crazy. Too more, and a lot of sleep, you'll become lazy. Right? So every activity has to be properly balanced. So defending also is an aspect of a living entity, conditioned soul. So we're also having a lot of, we have to defend many places. So wherever necessary, as minimum as possible, we need to do that. So that's and that defense mechanism is unique for everyone. My defense mechanism is not same as some of yours, right? Based on what location, what place, and what ashram, what status you all belong to. You know, all different things. So yes, defense is necessary, defending. And we need to be also utilizing the defense in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. I give a generic answer because it's very tough to answer such questions. I hope.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Yeah, thank you. Dhanvad Pranam.
Very beautiful answer, Prabhu. We certainly need to defend this body because this is going to be of service of Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Sukha Mataji, Dhanvad Pranam. Please go ahead. Hare Krishna,
Sukha. Hi, Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvad Pranam. Thank you for the nice class, Prabhu. I'm not sure if you have the time, but if you have, can you explain about the phenomenon of sleep, please? And like what happens when we dream and things like that?
That's a very scientific question. maybe someday we can have a seminar on science of sleep. So, I mean, yes, sleep is essential. I was mentioning about how the body is like a machine. And the machine also requires some, there's something called, in a mechanical language, called preventive maintenance, right? And breakdown maintenance. So what is breakdown maintenance? That you don't take care of the machine and then it breaks down, then you put all your effort just to trying to bring the machine back. And that takes so many days, the whole production is, time is lost. But maintenance, breakdown maintenance, repair maintenance means it is like, you know, you give enough rest to machine on time so that the machine functions for a very long time. So this is called as a different type of maintenance. So our body is also like that. So the body is designed like that. It's a machine, so it also requires some break. And we give the machine a proper break. Then we find that our sleep is very conducive. Our sleep rejuvenates us and makes us more healthy. So Ayurveda gives a very detailed analysis of sleep. They mentioned that how what time one should sleep and one should wake up. So for more details, you can contact some devotees who can give us more enlightenment about which time is the best time to sleep. So in short, I answered your question. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. I was looking for some details, but that's okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sukha Mataji. Prabhuji, Sukha Mataji is a very regular and very great devotee by herself. So so that's good. Shamagori Mataji, Hare Krishna, Dhanu Pranam. Hari Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanu Pranam. Very, very beautiful class, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, I have questions like sometimes, you know, some people, they make up a story or maybe real, who knows, they say, Krishna came in my dream and told me this and told me that and like that. So how to, you know, react with that?
Yeah, sometimes people are very emotional. So then so anyways, we should not tell them we should not discourage them. It was a very nice, very nice. Krishna came in your dream. You are so fortunate. You are Krishna's devotee, see. So you are born devotee of Krishna because I don't get dream of Krishna. I get dream of someone else, you can mention. But you get dream of Krishna. You should be more practicing Krishna consciousness. You should become devotee. You should chant more rounds. You are made to be, you are born to be devotee of Krishna. You can initially bring them into Krishna conscious path more. When you are devotee of Krishna, how can you get all this, how can you not offer Krishna? Hold it, you should offer Krishna. You are getting dream of Krishna. We don't get dream of Krishna, yet we are chanting Hare Krishna chin rounds and we are offering food. And you are getting dream of Krishna, you should be more, you should be guiding all of us, you should do more Krishna consciousness. So instead of the kind of, you know, instead of discouraging them or not giving them over, not doing them a hearing activity, better encourage them and bring them Krishna consciousness.
You got to leave in a few hours.
Yeah, I'm going to take bath now.
Thank you.
Thank you, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Very beautiful answer, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. I loved your answer because it's been a year. I try to not judge anyone, Prabhu. And that just gives you so much happiness. Whatever somebody will do, you do your thing and just do not judge and kind of forgive if they do even something wrong. That just makes you happy. So thank you so much, Prabhu. That was a very beautiful answer. Actually, keep encouraging everybody in Krishna consciousness. So dear devotees, Prabhuji has to go for some other services too. Let us pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. वांछा कल्पतरु गश्यचा
वांछा कल्पतरु
गश्यचा Thank you all, Prabhuji and Mataji. Thank you all.
Radhe Radhe.
Radhe Radhe.
Thank you, dear devotees.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna.
Thank you, dear
devotees. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.